I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Arts Umbrella's season finale, Be Moved, is on at the Vancouver Playhouse the 23rd to the 25th of May. Joining me now is Artemis Gordon, the Arts Umbrella Dance Company's artistic director. I'll ask her about what to expect at these four shows over the three nights. There's a matinee on Saturday. Be Moved will feature the contributions of such internationally acclaimed dance artists as Johan Inger, Mats Ek, and Crystal Pite, an excerpt of her work that will premiere at the Paris Opera Ballet's 2020 season will be performed. Visit artsumbrella.com/bemoved for tickets and information. Artemis Gordon has been with the Arts Umbrella since 1991, becoming its artistic director in 1992. She received the 2016 YWCA Women of Distinction Award in Arts, Culture, and Design. In 2017, she received the City of Vancouver Mayor's Arts Award in Dance. I'll get her to reflect on the dance company, its place in the community, and the programs for dancers ages 6 to 22. Please welcome to the Plata Online program, Artemis Gordon. Ms. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good yourself.
Good, thank you.
I've caught you at probably a very busy time right now, have I?
Yeah, it's a little intense right now. It's not just getting ready for our Be Moved show that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're also gearing up for next season. We're gearing up for our summer programs, and it's just a lot going on right now.
Do you get? I was just thinking about that because this is the season finale. Be Moved is the season finale to the year, and then you're back in the fall. But then there's obviously summer programming because kids are out of school.
Yeah.
Do you get time off at all? When do you do that?
Well, that's always a little bit of an issue. It used to be a time where there was a downtime in this program, but it just doesn't seem to happen anymore. Our summer program is already being scheduled and planned, and we've already auditioned all the dancers and accepted them all. So it's about 180 dancers coming from all over the world to partake in our summer program.
Yeah. This
year in August. So it's a big program.
And I understand that, how long have you been in the old Emily Carr space?
Well, we're not in there yet.
Oh, not yet.
I know everyone seems to think we are, but it's being torn down. You know, the insides are being torn down as we speak, and it's a big renovation job that we have to do. We're hoping to be in there by 2020.
I see.
Ideally, it was going to be January 2020, but it might be a little bit closer to the spring of 2020.
Sure. And so does that mean that the programming, I'm assuming it's a larger space than where you are now. Does that mean the programming will there'll be more of that, say?
Oh, I'm laughing, and I hope my director doesn't hear this, but we've already filled those studios. We are working currently out of five studios right now, but we've been renting space in order to facilitate the rehearsal space that we need and the amount of dancers that we have. So we're already at six studios. So yeah, going into six studios, we're already at capacity.
Yeah, for a company like Arts Umbrella, what is the season finale like? I mean, it's not just for people who know people who are part of the show, is it? I mean, it's for everybody,
no.
Right?
No, it's an extraordinary thing that happens in Vancouver because of the mandate of the program being a professional training program. I think it's really important that the dancers understand what the life of a professional dancer is. So to that end, we really run the company as a professional company. We're extremely, extremely lucky that we work with some of the best choreographers in the world. And I don't know how that's happened. It's just one of those things where one person tells someone else, and right now we're working with really some of the best dance artists that in Europe and in the States. So you're going to see a really diverse program on how dance is being perceived in the world right now. A lot of our work that we're performing are new creations, or they're restaging excerpts of work that's being done in companies in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an incredible opportunity to see what is happening in the world of dance right now.
And the title of the show, Be Moved, that's from a new piece that'll debut shortly,
No,
it's not
a piece. It's just Come and Be Moved. That was I said it one day. I said, you've got to come. It will move you. And then that's how we found our tagline, Be Moved.
And that's it works on so many different levels, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. What else can people expect at these four shows, the 23rd through to the 25th of May at the Playhouse?
Well, each show is different because I have so much repertoire. We have work by Mats Ek, who is really one of the seminal choreographers of Europe, along with Yuri Killian and William Forsythe. He really was part of a very profound movement of dance, of contemporary dance in Europe. So we're doing an excerpt of his work, which is extraordinary.
Yeah.
We're doing a new creation by Steven Stropscher from Holland. He's a choreographer who also had a company in Holland. We're doing a work by Johan Inger, which some people might know from Ballet BC. He's done some work there. An incredible choreographer. Does work in multiple companies in Europe. We're doing a work by our local Wen Wei Wang, who did a beautiful piece just on men. We're doing a work by James Kudelka, one of our treasures in Canada. James Kudelka was the artistic director of the National Ballet of Canada and an incredibly brilliant choreographer for classical ballet, but it's he's done something very interesting and unusual and brilliant. We have work by Crystal Pite. She spent some time in the studio with us. Really investigating and developing some studies for a future piece she's going to do, and in Crystal fashion, in her great generosity, she's allowed us to do it for our season finale. So that's just not even half of what we'll be doing. So every show is different. We have a piece by Emily Molnar, our Ballet BC's artistic director, who this weekend is celebrating her 10th anniversary with Ballet BC. So it's a diverse group, 60 dancers,
yeah.
60 different dancers, and they all have something extremely special to say, I think.
Yeah, we take for granted just the surfeit of talent in this town. And you, some of these names you've mentioned, you know, coming from around the world, you alluded to that a moment ago, that they want to come here, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not at the point where I ask anybody anymore.
Yeah.
They tell me they're available. I'm like, fabulous. I actually think I might be too shy to ask some of these people because they're so great. I'm like, you really want to come? The word of the work ethic and the values of this program have really spread, and we seem to have a great reputation in Europe. So it's really quite rewarding to have these great choreographers want to work with our dancers. And then when they come, they're just really generous and giving and so... sharing with how they see their dance and how they see the art form. So it's been really special to have these choreographers come.
Yeah, a lot of people go through the program at Arts Umbrella. I mean, they're learning more than dance, aren't they? I mean, you're giving them critical skills in terms of thinking, self-esteem, and the sort that will serve them whatever career they choose to pursue,
well,
right?
Well, it has to be that way, I think, because I think that if you're training for one thing, then you might be able to do that one thing. But in the end of the day, it really is it's a big life. And more important, they have the skill set to achieve, the skill set to be successful, to communicate, to have a sense of who they are in the world. And I have to stress that dancers have to be artists.
Mm.
We are artists. And unless we investigate what that means at a young age, I don't see when that artist switch gets turned on. The problem we have in dance is that the dance itself is so all-consuming. It's so hard. It's so challenging. It can just take all of your energy and your time and your multiple years in the studio. But somehow we have to think about the things that allow us to dance. That is the health, commitment, discipline, the rigor, the ability to show up every day, to come early to warm up, to have a good communication with your fellow dancers, a sense of respect for the people who are in the front of the room and for the art form and the history of dance.
Yeah.
So there's it's a massive study, and hopefully here at Arts Umbrella, we set them up to continue the study for their whole life.
Yeah, one realizes just the importance of art nowadays, especially, you know, there's such upheaval in the world today. And I guess just the need to revere artists and whatever art form, you know?
It's a funny thing that art became relegated into the corner of elitist things, but art really just is a label of what it means to be human.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no point where that will ever be insignificant in our lives. Arts education, it just develops the smartest, most thoughtful citizens of the world.
Indeed.
And I really don't care where the dancers go, if they dance, if they don't dance, but I do care about how they leave this place.
Yeah.
And how responsible they're going to be in their presence in the world.
And that also speaks to just what the Arts Umbrella has meant to this city, to Vancouver. I mean, it's lasted while many other companies have folded. And the work that you do and the folks around you, I mean, it's a real credit to this town. What is it like for you? I mean, you've been with the company since 1992.
91,
pardon me.
I know, but who's counting?
You've been artistic director since 92.
Yeah. 92. I came in 91 from Toronto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, on a personal level, I mean, it has been gratifying.
I think more than anything, you know, people say, oh, you must be so proud. And it's like, well, no, I don't think that people realize we start in grade 9 or grade 10, and, you know, these big eyes look at me and say, I want to dance. So by the time, you know, 10 years go by, and it's been 10 years of committing to this person, seeing them on stage, it's not a sense of pride, but it really is just like, wow, it's like winning the lottery. And seeing so many of our dancers dance at Ballet BC and do so well and be so valuable in the room, it is a, I guess gratifying is the word, but it really makes sense. It makes everything make sense.
Yeah. What you mentioned the Crystal Pipe piece. That's the thing that I got confused earlier. It will be at the Paris Opera Ballet next year, right?
She is doing a full length for the Paris Opera, and she's using the dancers, or has used the dancers, just to develop some thematic ideas. Whether or not she's going to use that or how she's going to do that, well, we'll have to go to Paris to see.
Yeah.
But it's been really edifying just to have so many dancers in the room and watching this this master, this incredibly disciplined and thoughtful master create complex ideas with this mass of people. So she is really, and I'm not sure that everyone in Vancouver understands, she's probably one of the most sought-after choreographers in the world.
Yeah.
And Paris is just lucky that they get her. But like I said, we'll see what she does.
Yeah, and so a portion of that will be at B-Move, right?
Yes. She's the piece that she's done for us, the piece that she's done for us, she might use, but basically, it really was just like I said, a study of how to create some ideas.
So some of the performers, May 23rd and 25th. I mean, some of them will be back in the fall.
Yes.
For some of them, though, this is
this is it.
Yeah. So what's that like?
This is a graduating year. Oh, it's incredibly incredibly emotional. Some of the dancers have been here since they were 6 and 7.
Yeah.
And they're going on to companies, which is super exciting, and that's what you want. You want them to leave. But there is that 30 seconds of little heartbreak as you see them go, oh, my God, they're not going to be in the studio with me again. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing. We've done what we meant to do, and off they go. But at the same time, it's bittersweet, I guess.
And from what I've read, people that have moved on I read an article about you, but it came out about a year or so ago, and the reporter mentioned that she had been a student in her school days, and mm-hmm. Just how much value that meant to her. You must get that sort of feedback all the time.
Yeah, and if we're not doing that, we're not doing what we meant to do.
Yeah.
That's everything for me. That the time, and that's education, that they can all look back fondly on growing up, and that the ideas and the values that we talked about in the studio are ones that they revisit in their whole life. And if I'm not doing that, I don't think I'm doing much.
When you were growing up, is this what you would have expected your life to have turned out to be?
I mean, absolutely not.
Really?
I make the joke, my mother in Toronto, every time I talk to her, she keeps on wondering, are you going to med school? Are you going back to med school? Like, no, Mom, that's kind of over. No, it's not what I expected, and that's really the beauty of life and art, that didn't expect to be in Vancouver, and I most certainly didn't expect to be running a school or teaching dance, but I feel greatly, greatly gifted by this opportunity to do this thing that I love so much.
Well, long may it continue. You're doing remarkable work there over the years, and moving into this new space shortly. I mean, just see the growth of this great company. I appreciate your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, and I appreciate you giving us a chance to talk about the thing we love.
Visit artsumbrella.com/bemove for tickets and information. The season finale for the Arts Umbrella is at the Playhouse the 23rd through to the 25th of May. Artemis Gordon joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.